Oh, I saw her smoking. Anyway, I'm supposed to bring it back. Well, half-truths and whole drinks. This is Gilbreth Bernardis with how to leave a party before you're thrown out while still stealing the wine. There's an art to leaving a party gracefully. There's a science to not getting caught. Because if you get caught before leaving a party, sometimes you might end up staying there for a little bit longer than you intended. And then that's what I do. Leave a party gracefully. Exit with a smile, a story, and something that doesn't belong to me. Party. It was a diplomatic gala in Sapphire Hall. Chandeliers, silk. That one elf who always speaks in riddles and smells like judgment. I wasn't invited, obviously. But I looked like someone who should have been. Thanks to a borrowed coat and a name I made up while chewing bread. The wine. There it was, centerpiece bottle, deep violet label, arcane seal, the kind of wine that remembers your sins and makes you drink them sweeter. I decided it would be mine for spiritual reasons. The distraction. I faked a fainting spell. Told the nearest noble I'd just seen my ex-wife walk in with my sword. Caused a minor duel, no injuries, unless you count pride. The exit. Wrapped the bottle in my coat. Nodded to one in particular. And walked out with the confidence of someone absolutely supposed to be there. One guard saluted me. I saluted back. Might be a duke now. Not sure. The lesson? Here's the thing. Don't steal from people who expect to be robbed. Steal from people too proud to believe it's possible. Also, always keep an emergency toast prepared. I once got out of a scandal by shouting, "To new beginnings!" Works every time. To parties we don't belong at, names we forget, and a wine bottle that tells better stories than we do. Half-truths, whole drinks, and one perfect exit with a cork still warm.